Kumlen and Ablat Gemara, we're up to the Masechta B'cheda B'ches Amud Beis. Today's Ablat is your test, the Mishnah. The last Mishnah we talked about is if one animal gave birth to twins, and we had a Machlekes, Rabbi Yosi said, Efshel L'tzamtzum, is possible born at the same time, you got to give both to a Kohen, and the Chacham say, E Efshel L'tzamtzum, and we're not sure, it's a suffix, which one belongs to the Kohen. So we had a Machlekes, a Tafra, Rabbi Kibra, Tafra said, you give the better one to the Kohen. There was one animal you give to the coin, because Manushah, one animal belongs to the coin, and one stays with the Yisrael, but we don't know what's what. The Tarfon says you give the premium animal to the coin, the Kiva says you give the kochsh, the leaner animal to the coin. Now we have another number of cases which this outcome is exactly the same, but different situations, different scenarios. Case number one. Shtei dechele of shalai bikru, you have two sheep that did not give birth prior. The older shnei zecharim, and two males were born, so you have two bechorim over here. So obviously, We don't know which one came from which one. It makes no difference. They're both chaydim. So shneim lekayim. Okay, straightforward. That was like a preamble. What about zocher and nekeva? One gave birth to a zocher and one gave birth to a nekeva. So hazocher lekayim. Obviously, the zocher goes to the kayim and the nekeva stays with the balabas. Again, part of the preamble. Now starts the scenarios, the exceptions. What about shnei zecharim and nekeva? One gave birth to a set of twins, and one gave birth to one. So definitely one of the zecharim here is a even if the both zecharim were born as twins, one of them is a b'chayr. But it could be that two b'chayrim here. It could be one was gave birth to a male, and one gave birth to twins, a male and a female. Male first, but it could be a female first. So it's a suffix. What do we do? Is echad loyal kain? One goes to the kain, and the other one's a suffix. And the hamaisav chayr v'raya. So it remains with the yisrael. He has to let it wander about till he gets a mum, and then he can use it. Rabtafana says, so which one do you give to the coin? Back to the same thing we said before. Hakoyin, Baidalaisa Yafa, give the better one to the coin. That you work it out and the fatter one remains with him, with the Yisrael. Now, what do you do with the one that remained with Yisrael? He can't eat it because maybe it's a suffix b'chayr. Has to let it wander about until it contracts a mum, and then he can eat it. And he is chayiv matan. Further, we say that since one of them definitely is not a kohen, and when you're not a kohen by a sheep or by a you have to give to the kohen the matanas by and a cow. So therefore, you have to give matanas to a kohen.
The chayiv matanas only after.
You split.
It's dead?
Yeah, only in Shachtas, yeah.
Sometimes a Geisel motion. That one's still alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Before it had a
mum. That's also Geisel Bavoida. Rabbi Yosi Poiter. Rabbi Yosi says you are potter. We had this in Gemara yesterday. Rabbi Yosi says you are potter because we say Osu Eshe Einu Zoiche Kezoiche. We make as if it's a swap. Why did the coin get the better one? Because in exchange of that, the coin gave me to keep this one here. And if he gave me to keep, it's mine. Then I have to. And it's as if he took the matanis already. Rabtafra says, Yachloiku, Rabtafra changes mind. Mesechman, if one of them died, Rabtafra now says, Yachloiku. Even though before he said the better one belongs to the Kohen, now he's saying divided, we don't know what died, because the Gemara said yesterday, he changed his mind. No longer definitely give the better one to the Kohen. We don't know which one died, so the Kohen has to prove it. Next scenario. Not that there were two males and a girl, there were two girls and a male. Now it's quite possible that there were no Bechayim here whatsoever. Could be one of them gave birth to Nekeva, and the other one gave birth to twins, and the Nekeva was first. Again, it's possible there were no Bechayim, as ain't kind of coin. The coin has nothing. What about Achaz Bikra Vacha? Next scenario. One of these animals definitely gave birth prior, so the animal that's giving birth to right now is not a Bechayim, and the other one, Lai Bikra, never gave birth before. And the oldest Shnei Zecharim, two males are born, so one of them is definitely a B'chayr, one of them definitely is not a B'chayr. He's Echad Loi, V'Echad Koyim, you don't know which is what. So one goes, but Manushech, one is a Koyim, give one to him, one to the Koyim. Which one? The Tarfon says, HaKoyim Boyer Zayafu, the Koyim gets the better one, the Kibayim Misham Limanein, and he gets the better one, the Yisrael. The Hasheni, and the one that the Yisrael gets, Yidoi should wander about, Achi Yistai, until contracts a Mum, B'chayi V'Matonis. And again, he has to give Matonis to the Koyim, same Achayz before, Rabbi Yisi Poitin. Rabbi Yisi Em, a kosher B'chalipa, V'Yakoyim, Potim Matonis. Because the coin took that one there and he swapped and he's as if he was coin and gave it back to you and he sold it back to you. And when you buy a carbon, you buy an animal, you're not chayiv to give matanas. Only if the animal was like in your livestock. But what happens? Rameh mechayiv. Mes echmeh, when them died, the tafanom yachleku, he changed his mind, no longer definitive, he belongs to the coin, he divided it. Zocher and a keva, what are the two animals and one gave birth to a zocher and gave the keva? Ain't count the coin klum. The coin has nothing. Because you don't know, maybe there's no. If one animal gave birth to twins, Zoch and the Keva, the Kohen maybe gets nothing. Says the Gemara, Tzricha, what do I need? Exactly the same machlekes in all the different scenarios. Gemara explains. The Yashmini Kamaki, one of the cases when one animal gave birth to twins, and the question is whether it could Efshel Tzamtzum or not. But he, coming up, Kiva says, look, we hold that Efshel Tzamtzum, one of them is born first, one second, we don't know which one, we give the leaner one to the Koyin, the Trei Mechoda, because two animals came from one animal, so therefore they're lean. Aval Rechel of Shalei Bikru, but in the case where you have sheep that never gave birth before, you have two different sheep. The Trei Mechoda, Vechad Mechoda, one sheep gave birth to two, one sheep gave birth to one. The chances are that the sheep that gave birth to one gave birth to a much more fuller, when a person has twins, usually they're leaner, they're smaller, each one of them, because they're both compressed in this tight spot. So therefore, maybe in this case, the fatter one should be given to the kohen. The one that gave birth to only one is definitely more fatter, more plump. That's what we would have thought. No. The Yashmin, if you only knew this case here with one, maybe only here. But Kiva says, the Tavayu Le Bikru, in this case over here, it says both animals didn't give birth prior, so therefore we don't know yet the fatter one, which one it came from. Avon, the last case, Achas Bikra, Achas Shaloi Bikra, one animal already gave birth before, previously, and one didn't. The Yoldu Shnei Zecharin, and both gave birth, and the question is which one? Eimam, Moedle Rabtarfim, maybe it's Moedle Rabtarfim, the Hach, the Loi Bikra Shetrei, the first animal somehow or another is plumper than all the future animals. Is that really so today? But just because he gave birth before the next child is any smaller than the previous ones? Actually, we had an Ashi Chumash that the first one who comes out is actually born second. Exactly, Esav and Yaakov. So, which is supposed to be the better one? Yes. And then he comes out. So, which is the one that's plumper? So, inside, it's on the bottom. Anyway, Tzricha. Next Mishnah. Yeitze Deifin, if an animal was born through a cesarean, it's not a peterechim, vehabbo achrav, and then another animal was born, so the next one was a peterechim. The first one was not a peterechim, and the next one was a peterechim. Today, generally, once one is not a peterechim, none of them are peterechims, because once it's open. Nevertheless, but in this case here, so you had one, it's a concept called b'choyle dover echad. B'choyle dover echad is, there's the b'choyle for two things. A b'choyle is born, a b'choyle is that it goes through peter echem, and a b'choyle means it's the firstborn. Here, the first one, Yetzir Deifin, was only is b'choyle in one thing. He's the firstborn, but he's not a peter echem. The second one, a bo achrov, is a b'choyle for peter echem, but not a b'choyle for being firstborn. Is Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva says, Shneyim Yiru, Achi Yistavu, both of them have a certain element of B'chayr in them, because Rabbi Kiva holds a B'chayr, the Rechad is a B'chayr. The Yeichlu, the Mumma, the Bailim, wait till they have a Mumma, then the Bailim can eat it. Rabbi Kiva, Shneyim, ain't a B'chayr. Neither of them is a B'chayr, because you need a B'chayr, the Shnei Dvarim, in order to be B'chayr. Here, neither of them is a full B'chayr. Harish is not a B'chayr, why? Even though it's the firstborn, but it's not Petelechim. And Vashenyi, the second one, even though it's the first Petelechim, but it's not the firstborn. If Neshi Kadma Achan. Says the Gemara, what's machleke? The Katan is not 100% sure if b'choy ledavar echad you have a b'choy or a b'choy. Because if he was 100% sure that it's a b'choy, then give it to the coin. Why keep the babos and keep it? So he's not sure if a b'choy is a b'choy ledavar echad is enough, or it has to be b'choy in every respect. Side to peter echad, side being firstborn. He's convinced the b'choy ledavar echad will have a b'choy. B'choy ledavar echad is not a b'choy. There's two things. There's klal uprat and there's klal hatzodich leprat. And the long Rashi here explains Bekitza, and for some reason the Tesis repeats the whole Rashi. I guess he liked it very much. So basically Rashi like this. A klal uprat is, you have a klal that says you have to give to the coin. It says to give, so they give anything. And then the prat says, shoyd or said whatever it is, it limits it. So we have a rule, b'kal prat, ein b'chlal el masher prat. We just said that today, ein b'chlal el masher prat, which is that the prat is coming to limit the klal. The klal is all inclusive, and the prat is coming to limit it. No, it doesn't include A, B, C, D, it only includes E. That's klal uprat. Then you have a thing called a klal hatzarich leprat. A klal hatzarich leprat is a klal that we have no idea what it means. We don't know what it means until the prat comes and explains it. For example, b'chlal. B'choyr, we have no idea if b'choyr means, means the firstborn male, firstborn female. Does it mean the firstborn male even though it was a female before? We don't know what it means. That, the prat that comes afterwards says Zohar is coming to explain the prat, the klal. So it's not coming to limit the klal, it's coming to explain. And we had the same thing a while ago with Bakisi Adam. It says the possibility of Kisehu be'ofer. And then we say you're allowed to use any other material as well if you crush it. The kiso, you should cover it. It's not a question of with what. The question is how. Covering can be two ways. One is you put a plate over it. That's covered. But the plate has nothing to do with the blood. Another way is you put sand on it where the sand meshes in with the blood. What's taich kiso? And then when Pasuk be'ofer, it's coming to explain. It's not coming to limit it to offer. It's coming to explain. Be'ofer means that I want the counter cover that becomes part of it. But what materials you use whatever you want. Because it's not a prat that's coming to limit the klal, it's a prat that's coming to explain.
It gets to different things, but doesn't the end result end up being the same?
Totally different. So, example, in the case of kisa dam, you can use, if it would have been only klal or prat, then the only thing you can use is sand, nothing else. By saying that it's only coming to mefarish v'kiso, that you want something that covers and gets involved in the blood, then anything that you crush can be used. Stone, you can crush anything. So it's big enough.
You'll learn more things from it.
Yeah. So it's always becoming a fadish. So Tanam Galen, Miklal Hatzorich Leprat, Miklal Hatzorich Leprat, Kate, what's an example of Klal Hatzorich Leprat? We'll use it right here by Peter Lechem and the Prat Hatzorich Leprat, Kate. It says in the passage, Kaddish Li Kol Bukhar. Yeah, you should be Kaddish Li Kol Bukhar. Yochol Afil in the Kaver, Bemashma, Bukhar can mean male and female, Tamalaymer, Zocher male. Now this is not, not a klal hatzorich leprat. This is a klal that's being limiting the prat. It's limiting. Pchoy means boy and girl, and comes along the zachar and says not only boy. So that's a regular case, the classical case of prat and klal. That's case number one in the Mishnah. Case number two, which we're going to call mitziyoso reish, depending where we are. E zachar, if it's a male yochla, I would have thought afilu yotzos nekevel afanav. Who cares if girls were born before him? But if he is the first male, he's a pchoy. And that wouldn't limit from Zohar. Now we need a definition. Tamalayme peterechem. So peterechem is coming to define what's pshat p'choyr. P'choyr means, you know what p'choyr means? It's the first one that came out of the womb. So there were girls that there before, this p'choyr, even though it's the first boy, is not a peterechem.
If p'choyr means the firstborn, why is there a question?
Girl, we don't know what p'choyr means. P'choyr, I mean, even the firstborn, maybe firstborn male. P'choyr said p'choyr Zohar. Maybe means the firstborn male. I don't care if a girl's born before. He is the firstborn male. Still applies. So we need then, do we have peterechem that tells you, no, there's more to it. The firstborn, by definition, means it has to be the first one out of the womb. No, so you tell me that pechoy means the first male. That's peterechem. So what happens if there was a boy before, or let's say a girl before, who came, was a yechidayfen, cesarean. So this boy will be the first boy and the first peterechem. Maybe he should be b'chayv. Yoch, I would have thought, peterechem, this is called the safe enough. Yoch, I would have thought, I feel the yotza achi yotza deifen, that even it came out after the first one was a yotza deifen, and this one came out. Maybe he should be a val b'chayv. Tamalayme b'chayv. That's why it says b'chayv. B'chayv means in every respect you have to be b'chayv. B'chayv means you can't be a b'chayv d'berechem. It's not enough to be b'chayv only for peterechem. You need to be a b'chayv peterechem. You need to be a b'chayv for the firstborn male. So right now we're talking about there was a male born before you, and there's a male born before you, but that's a daifen, and since you're not the first boy, it doesn't work. So what about if a girl was born before you? We'll soon see. If a girl was born before you through yaitz daifen, what happens? Okay, Omer Rabshavla Baye, Reisha, the middle case in the Braise here, like Nosel Tamud B'Chay. When the Braise asked the question, what happens that if a girl came before you, L'Chayde, you're the first boy? So we say it has to be peterech, it has to be the first out of the womb. Why don't we just say, because it says b'chayr. B'chayr means you have to be the b'chayr in every respect. Is that I, the beginning of the b'raisa, hold, as long as you're b'chayr in one respect, that's good enough. And that's why I have to bring peterechem, the Torah insists you should also be peterechem. Alma b'chayr l'v'rechem, have a b'chayr, is that I, that a b'chayr l'v'rechem would have been a b'chayr, couldn't have answered, because if a girl came first, and he was the first boy, we couldn't say, oh, it's no good because it's b'chayr. No, b'chayr levelech is good enough. In fact, he's the first boy. He should be valid b'chayr. And you know why he isn't? Because it's not peterechem. Okay, so the b'raisa holds that b'chayr levelech is considered b'chayr. So let me ask a question, Sefer, in the very end, where it talks about that what? That the first one came through a yaitzid deifen, and then this one came out. And here the Gemara brings up b'chayr. What? You have to be b'chayr. Not only is good enough that you're the first peterechem, you also have to be the firstborn. In other words, you have to be b'chayr l'shnei dvarim. Alma b'chayr l'v'rech l'v'chayr. You need to shnei dvarim. So the Braisa is contradicting itself. Omeles Abaye answered, "La'elam b'chayil, v'echal b'chayil, b'chayil. For one thing, not a b'chayil. So how come when the Braisa asked the question if there was a girl and then a boy, you know why not? So we say because of Petrech. Why do I say because it says b'chayil that you have to be b'chayil l'chol advarim and you're not b'chayil l'chol advarim because the fact that somebody was born before you, a girl. V'reisha hachikama." So in the Vos Federation, I would have thought that filo yoytze daifin. I would have thought, no, we're missing a few words. The problem was not if a girl was born first. Of course, if a girl was born first and a boy second, it's not a b'chayil anymore because you need a b'chayil l'shnei dvarim. You got to be the firstborn as well, not just the first out of the womb. But what happens if you were the firstborn, but you came out of cesarean? So you're a b'chayil l'chol dvarim. You're the firstborn. You're the first boy. There's no girl before you. That's why you have to bring in Petarecha. The problem here is that you're a Yetzir Doifin. So there's a missing a few words of telling us, you know, why we brought Petarecha. Otherwise, you're right. We could have brought, if it's only a question of a boy and a girl, we could have brought B'chayr. But because we're asking, you're nobody before you, but you were not the Petarecha. You were a Yetzir Doifin. So we bring Petarecha. Tamar Petarecha. Ravina said, I disagree with you. La'ila, in only in Pshat. La'ila b'chayla, v'rechad havi b'chay. Really, a b'chay, one thing is good enough. And that's why the bid didn't bring the word b'chay, because so what if a girl was there first, but you're the first boy? That's why I had to bring Petarechem, to tell you that you have to be also the first in the womb. Special pasuk. The sefer hachakama. So what's the end case? The end case was that if there was a what do you call it? A girl came out first through Yetzir Daifin, and you're the first Petarechem. And we bring over there that b'chayr. L'chayr, what's helped me b'chayr? But the fact is that you're the first petarechem. So you should be a b'chayr l'varech is good enough. Isaket, that the yotza atzir l'kod. If you're going to believe what that a b'chayr l'varech is good enough, and therefore if a girl came first through a yotza defa, and you come out, or a boy, it makes no difference, and you come out the first petarechem, you should be a b'chayr because the fact is you're a b'chayr l'varech. You're a b'chayr petarechem is a b'chayr l'kod. Why does it even need the word b'chayr? Once you tell me petarechem, I know that has to be the first petarechem. Petarechem means the one that came out of the womb first, the one who opened up the rechem. So what do I need the word b'chayr for? Because you don't have to be firstborn. I don't care. If the other one was through Yetzir Daifin, it doesn't matter. All we need is a Petarechem. The word B'chayr is extra. And that's how we learn. Because the word B'chayr is extra. Not because the word B'chayr means something. A B'chayr, you know, you need Dovrecha. B'chayr can be Dovrecha as well. But because the word is extra, the Torah must come to be Mayit something. The Mayit is that if there's anyone born before you, I don't care how, it ruins your B'chayr. Elimut, Ehechad, Yatzir, Kelefon, Petarechem, Afke. And if it comes to be Mayit, that if a Nikeda came before, he says, Petarechem, and the Shmaman of B'choy Lemute, you know what comes to my mind. Hecha de Yaitse Acha Yaitse Deifen. If you came out after Yaitse Deifen, it's an extra word. Really, beside the word B'choy itself, it should have been good enough because the fact is you're the first Petarechem. But because it's extra, it tells you that you have to be the first. Yeah.
You don't know whether it's male or female.
No, it says Zohar. We're asking the Zohar and Petarechem stay. It's the word B'choy that's extra. You're going to argue that what? That a b'chayr for one thing is good enough if you're the first boy, I don't care the girls before you, and so on and so forth is good enough. Teina hecha de yotza zocher. That makes sense if a zocher came out first, derech rechem. If a zocher came out, or derech rechem, the loy kaddish. Okay, makes sense. That if a b'chayr came out first, let's say yetze daifin, and then you come derech rechem, you're not kaddish. Why the imad lay them a b'chay? You have an extra b'chay to come to negate that if a boy was born first before you, even though it's yitzidayfin, you're no good. But b'chay the chamika b'chay the chayin leka el heichad the yotz and the kevah derev doifin. But what about in the case where the in other words, if I understand, we're trying to since b'chay even for one thing is good enough, but have an extra word. So if you have an extra word, we only limit the smallest possible chiddush, and that chiddush would be is well if there was a boy first. And then you come along. The problem here is not only that there was somebody before you, there was a boy before you. So that's where the word B'chayr is coming to limit. But if it was a girl that came out before you, Yetzir Daifin, and B'chayr L'varech is good enough, the fact that you're the first Petarechem, and what you had before you was not another boy, it's another girl, how do you know to remind that? If B'chayr L'varech is good enough, it's only because the extra word, and if it's only the extra word, we limit the least amount of Chiddush, which is, if a boy was there before you, you're no longer the first boy. The Torah says you can no longer be called a b'chayr. But if it was a girl that was there before you, that was the Yetzir Daifin. And then you came, and then this boy came out, Petarechem, and we have the extra word to tell you that, you know, that, and really a b'chayr l'dovet echer is good enough. How do you take a note to remind that?
He's the first boy. There's two things here. He's the first pet rechem, and he's the first boy because the guy who came out before was a girl. I got to go back to what Abayi says. That b'chayyid l'v'recher is not a b'chayyid. You need a b'chayyid in every respect. And the b'raisa that talks about petelechem rather than b'chayyid is because it's teaching you how you know it's not a, you know, another din over there altogether. How you know yitz leifin is no good. Had an aloch l'kech uber parosek. You're saying here is a klal tzorach prat. Yeah. Let's do the Mishnah here. If a person buys a behemoth from a goy, and the goy did not inform you if this animal gave birth previously or not, the ain't your day. He doesn't know. Im bikra, im lo bikra. He doesn't know that this animal gave birth previously or not. Is that bishmol? This is the rule. A's if it was a tzig, a goat, bashnos a year old, didn't give birth yet. Vadai lekoyin. A goat will not give birth before a year old. So therefore, if you bought him as just a year old on a year, you know that the child, the baby is going to have is going to be the first one. Okay, mekan ve'elech, but if you bought it over a year old, then it's a suffix. Maybe he gave birth previously. Rachel, if he bought a sheep, then bash time. It doesn't give birth under 2 years old, so there's no suffix. It's definitely the koyin, but if it's over 2 years old, you're down. Vadai lekoyin, mekan ve'elech, suffix we're in, it's a suffix. And what do you do with that suffix? Let it wander about, get a mum, and he goes to the bailum. What about Pora v'chamor, or comes to a bull, or comes to a cow, or a donkey? Then b'noi shalosh, you wait to 3 years. By chamor is petach chamor, and the same thing over there, that you set aside a tle, and you keep the tle, the sheep. Vadai l'koin, mikan v'ele, if it's over 3 years old, again, suffix. Omer le Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, 1 second, you're saying for a fact that it couldn't give birth prior to a year old, 2 years old, or 3 years old. Ilu bevlad bevad habhema nifteres kidvarecha. If you're right, that the only time that we say that it's a b'chayr is and exonerates the animal from any future b'chayrs is if a full-fledged animal is born, then you're right. Oh, but Amru, didn't we say that simen havlad bevhema daka tinuv, that even if it started forming an embryo, then it aborted. Then the next one is no longer a b'chayr. And what's the simen by a small behemoth that was starting to form an animal? Tinnif. If you find blood next to the animal, then you know that it was forming a baby, and therefore anything born afterwards is not a b'chayr. So why aren't we worried that maybe there was a tinnif during the year? Just because it was a year old, but maybe there was a tinnif 6 months or later. So therefore, even if the goat is a year old, it's only a suffix. And what's the simen by a bigger animal that is forming shilia, the embryonic sac, or beisha by a woman shafir v'shilia, the embryonic sac, or the skin of the child itself? And zeklal, this is the rule. Kol sheyedu, this is what Kiva says. Kol sheyedu a shebikra, if you know for a fact that it gave birth, in kal lekoyin klum, koyin is nothing. The kol sheloy bikra, if you know for a fact that it never gave birth before, then hadei zekoyin. Vim suffik, you don't know what happened. Forget the years. If you don't know if it gave birth before or not, could be just because it's a year old, 2 years old, but maybe there was a tinnif before. Suffik, yeyachal b'mumoy lebailin. The bailin get to keep it. See you tomorrow, Mr. Shabbat.